A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome to Coffee Break Spanish. This is lesson 28, and today we're talking about something that unfortunately happens when we're traveling, and that's taking ill and dealing with doctors and things like that. Hopefully it won't happen to you, but at least if it does, and if you've covered this lesson, then you'll know how to deal with it. I hope you enjoy the lesson. Now we're going to start by learning how to say I'm not feeling very well. We've already learned the phrase estoy bien.
Estoy bien.
So to make that a negative, we can simply make it
no estoy bien.
No estoy bien.
No estoy bien.
But you can also use a verb in Spanish to say that you're feeling well. Me siento bien.
Me siento bien.
Now, me siento is one of these reflexive verbs. That means it's something that you're doing to yourself normally. For example, washing yourself, getting yourself dressed, and so on. Now, me siento doesn't really have a reflexive translation, but it's just a verb that you have to use in a reflexive way. So, me siento, note that the me doesn't mean I. It sort of means to me. To me, I feel well. Me siento bien.
Me siento bien.
To say I don't feel well then, you would say?
No me siento bien.
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 And you can give more information by saying that you're ill. Estoy enfermo.
Estoy enfermo.
Now, Cara, in this situation, you wouldn't say enfermo, you would say
enferma.
Enferma. Muy bien. Estoy enfermo, or if you're female,
estoy enferma.
Note that this is estoy. Estoy, I am, but it's a temporary thing. You're not saying soy enfermo, that just wouldn't work because soy is used for permanent things. Estoy is temporary. It's how you're feeling. Estoy enfermo.
Estoy enferma.
So, no me siento bien. Estoy enfermo. Try repeating the whole of that and saying it correctly if you're female or male. No me siento bien. Estoy enfermo. What would you say, Cara?
No me siento bien. Estoy enferma.
Muy bien. Now, it's quite likely that if you were going to a doctor or a pharmacist and saying no me siento bien, estoy enfermo, the doctor could ask you, ¿dónde le duele?
¿Dónde le duele?
¿Dónde le duele? You can work out one bit of that. What's the ¿dónde part?
Where?
Yeah, and duele means hurts. So where does it hurt you? ¿Dónde le duele?
¿Dónde le duele?
Now the le part there means to you. It's the polite form. ¿Dónde le duele?
¿Dónde le duele?
And if the doctor was talking to a child, the doctor would probably say, ¿dónde te duele?
¿Dónde te duele?
So, te or le means to you. Where is it hurting to you? To say to me, it hurts. How would you say that?
Me duele.
Me duele. Muy bien. Me duele. And then perhaps the most obvious thing or the most simple thing would be to say me duele aquí and point to wherever it's sore.
Me duele aquí.
Me duele aquí.
Me duele aquí.
Or of course, you could say what part of your body is sore. So we'll need to learn some parts of the body now. Let's start with something that quite often gets sore. La cabeza.
La cabeza.
La cabeza or la cabeza in Latin America is the head. La cabeza.
La cabeza.
So to say, I have a sore head, you would say, me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza.
Another translation of this would be, my head is sore.
Why do the Spanish say, me duele la cabeza and not me duele mi cabeza?
That's a very good question. In fact, it's just one of those things. To me is hurting the head, as opposed to me is hurting my head. I suppose the logic is that it's unlikely that anyone else's head is hurting you. So, me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza.
As opposed to me duele mi cabeza, which you wouldn't say. So cabeza or cabeza is the head. Something else that might be sore is el estómago.
El estómago.
Your stomach. Or the stomach. El estómago.
El estómago.
So how would you say my stomach is sore?
Me duele el estómago.
Me duele el estómago. Muy bien. Me duele el estómago.
Me duele el estómago.
Another part of the body that may be sore is la garganta.
La garganta.
La garganta is your throat. La garganta.
La garganta.
One way of remembering what garganta means is that the word gargle means something to do with your throat, gargling with mouthwash or salt water or something like that. Garganta.
Garganta.
Me duele la garganta.
Me duele la garganta.
Or perhaps, me duele la garganta. Or maybe not. Okay, moving on. Let's learn some other parts of the body. La pierna.
La pierna.
Is the leg. La pierna.
La pierna.
So we've got cabeza.
Cabeza.
Estómago.
Estómago.
Garganta.
Garganta.
Pierna.
Pierna.
And let's learn brazo.
Brazo.
Or in Latin America, brazo.
Brazo.
Brazo is arm. Brazo, el brazo, is the arm. How would you say my arm is sore? Or my arm hurts me?
Me duele el brazo.
Muy bien. Me duele el brazo. Me duele el brazo. Or in Latin America, me duele el brazo.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Up until now, all the parts of the body that we've learned are singular parts of the body. Obviously, we normally have two legs, dos piernas, and two arms, dos brazos. But we've been talking about me duele el brazo, me duele la pierna, me duele el estómago, and so on. If we were talking about my legs are sore, then it wouldn't be me duele, but me duelen.
Me duelen.
Exacto. Me duelen.
Me duelen.
So, Cara, how would you say my arms are sore?
Me duelen los brazos.
Me duelen los brazos. Muy bien. There are a couple of other words for parts of the body that we can learn. The word for eye is ojo.
Ojo.
And therefore, eyes are?
Ojos.
Ojos. Muy bien. How would you say my eye is sore?
Me duele el ojo.
Me duele el ojo. And my eyes are sore?
Me duelen los ojos.
Muy bien. Me duelen los ojos. Something else that may be sore, especially if you've been swimming in the sea sometimes, is la oreja.
La oreja.
La oreja is the ear. So, my ear is sore.
Me duele la oreja.
Me duele la oreja. My ears are sore.
Me duelen las orejas.
Me duelen las orejas. Muy bien. Just a few more words, and then we'll move on to something else. The word for foot is el pie.
El pie.
Now, if you've done French, then you'll recognise le pied. It's spelled slightly differently, P-I-E, el pie.
El pie.
And obviously the feet are los pies.
Los pies.
Another word may be la boca.
La boca.
And again, this is very much like the French word la bouche. La boca is the word for?
Mouth.
Exactly. La boca is your mouth. La nariz.
La nariz.
La nariz is the word for the nose.
La nariz.
And in Latin America it would be?
La nariz.
La nariz. Exacto. We're going to learn one more word, and that is el hombro.
El hombro.
El hombro. Now notice that hombro starts with an H. It's a silent H. El hombro.
El hombro.
And el hombro is the shoulder. So how would you say, my shoulder is sore?
Me duele el hombro.
Me duele el hombro. Muy bien. Now, I'm sure that knowing us, you've probably worked out that we've been learning certain words that will help us sing a song that I'm sure you're all very familiar with. Let's think about some of the words we've learned. La cabeza.
La cabeza.
Which means?
The head.
El hombro.
El hombro.
And el hombro is?
Shoulder.
Then we learned la pierna.
La pierna.
La pierna literally means?
Leg.
Okay, but legs quite close to knees.
Yeah.
And el pie.
El pie
means
foot.
And although they are part of your foot, foot is quite close to toes.
Yeah.
So we've got head, shoulders, knees and toes, or in Spanish, head, shoulders, legs and feet.
Cabeza, hombro, pierna, pie.
Muy bien. So let's think about how we would put these into the plural. We would start with cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies.
Cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies.
Piernas, pies.
Piernas, pies.
Cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies. Piernas, pies.
Cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies, piernas, pies.
Then we had eyes and ears and mouth and nose. So eyes were?
Ojos.
Ears?
Orejas.
Orejas. Mouth?
Boca.
Boca and nose.
Nariz.
Okay, so ojos, orejas, boca y nariz.
Ojos, orejas, boca y nariz.
Boca.
Boca y nariz.
And then finally,
cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies, piernas, pies.
Muy bien. Now, obviously, we're out in Spain, as you know, and we don't really have access to all the usual keyboards and so on. So I think our musical accompaniment may be a little more basic, but do sing along. And we'll post the words on the website so that you've got the full karaoke lyrics to join us in this song.
Cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies, piernas, pies. Cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies, piernas, pies. Ojos, orejas, boca y nariz. Cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies, piernas, pies.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.